A $640,000 loan from the Sunshine Canyon Trust Fund means that civilian corrections officers can be brought back from furloughs, and they can take 27 of the cops in the jail back to the streets. But there's no magic pot of money to solve the long-term staffing problems for the new corrections center, or indeed for the city itself. Here's Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
We're looking at a $50 million deficit in the current year, a $350 million deficit in the coming year. There's just tough decisions that lie ahead.
He says there will be substantial reduction in services. The $84 million jail sat empty for nearly 2 years after it was completed because of a hiring freeze. John Brooks, KNX 1070 News Radio.